Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, we will very shortly be celebrating the last Sunday of Ordinary Time. This last Sunday of our liturgical year has, for the past 40 years, been dedicated to acknowledging Jesus Christ as King. This feast of Christ the King was originally given to the Church in the early 20th century as a reminder to the Church and through the Church to the whole world that only Jesus Christ is sovereign King. Only the Lord God can claim absolute authority and power over us. That this feast was given to us by Pope Pius XI as a way to challenge the growing totalitarianism that was enveloping the world. A totalitarianism that began to believe that all power flows from the state, and that the state and the state party, such as the Nazis or the communists, had the right and the authority to order all of human life according to the wishes of that state. And the feast of Christ the King was a reminder to Christians and to the world that all political structures within this world are by their nature limited and often passing. Only the kingship of Jesus Christ lasts. And that institution of the Feast of Christ the King was a way by which to protect people from that ever-growing power of the state, to remind each individual of their dignity, of being children of God, brothers and sisters to Jesus Christ. Christ is King. Well, this feast used to be celebrated on the last Sunday of October, but it was changed after the Second Vatican Council to the last Sunday of the year, which I think was a fitting alteration in the dating of that feast, because the Feast of Christ the King then became a kind of culmination of the entire liturgical year, that understanding the mysteries of our faith, of the incarnation of Jesus at Christmas, of his suffering, death, and resurrection at Easter, we come to realize that it all begins to point toward a particular direction, and that is the victory of Jesus Christ, which will be revealed on the final day. Now, it's interesting that although very few of us actually experience in any strong way a king or a queen, that the kingship of Christ draws its meaning, I suppose, in a very superficial way from our secular experience of royalty. But in contrast with worldly kings, the kingship of Jesus Christ was based upon a particular authority granted to Christ by his heavenly Father. Worldly kings often won their titles through military strength and conquest. In fact, it was often in this display of strength that they were granted the title of king. But in fact, the modern sense of royalty is a very pale reflection of the kingship of Jesus Christ. Eventually, as particular kings established their authority and through their sons and grandsons began to pass it on. The idea of royalty took on a religious connotation. There was a growing sense that a king is essentially chosen by God, anointed for a religious purpose, rather than simply a display of power. But even this was a pale reflection of what it means to hail Jesus Christ as King and King of the universe. We remember that it was the belief of the early apostles, that is certainly part of the epistles of St. Paul, that through Jesus Christ all things were made. He was an active participation in the creation of the world and of the entire universe. And that part of the ministry of Jesus Christ and his mission among us in historical time was to win back that creation, wounded and darkened by sin, but to win it back for his heavenly Father. And that in his suffering, death, and resurrection, and his triumphant ascension into heaven, our Lord, in a sense, drew the world back as an offering to God the Father. Our Lord endured all things except sin, and by enduring all things transformed them and crushed their power over us, even the power of sin and death. But the victory over these powers of darkness came not through military strength or through some charismatic political leadership. It came through humility, and in that humility, obedience to his heavenly Father, and ultimately through his sacrifice on the cross. And his kingship is experienced as a loving, merciful Savior, but as a judge as well. On the Sunday dedicated to Christ the King, we will hear the passage from the Gospel of Matthew, which speaks about those end times, the day of the Lord, when God will judge his people. But the judgment will be on how, in fact, we imitated Christ in this world, caring for the poor, visiting prisoners, and just allowing that humility of Jesus Christ to become a motive of our lives. And in acknowledging Christ as King, we are really proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives, that he is the principle of our existence, he's the goal of our life, he's the very center of our hearts and of our homes. And in acknowledging Christ the King and winning over our hearts and minds, following his commandments, we find the motive for our missionary activity, proclaiming Christ and Christ as King, which also means protecting people from other powers that threaten to take over their lives, to direct their lives, to claim to have ultimate authority over them. And in claiming Christ as King, we give example of his powerful kingship by living in peace, obedience, and expectation. My friends, it would not be really proper for me to conclude this reflection on Christ the King without some reference to the secular holiday we celebrate on Thursday, that is, Thanksgiving Day. It is important, I think, in reflecting on the gift of Jesus Christ, on the mode by which he saved us, and on his role now as King of the universe, without talking about the virtue of thanksgiving, of simply saying thank you. Gratitude can be a source of great joy and profound peace. It is an acknowledgement that some of the most important and critical aspects of our existence are gifts. We did not create them. We could not buy them. And we really didn't deserve them by any merit of our own. The gift of our lives, pure gift, that allows us to live in the creation that God has given us, calling us to ever more abundant life and life everlasting. It is a time to understand that others who have shown their care and concern for us, their love for us, have offered that freely out of an abundance of their own sense of empathy and compassion, and has been given to us freely. And these gifts showered upon us, moving us to give thanks to our Heavenly Father, should also be a goad to us to show others that gracious, giving nature of our loving God, and by our very acts of thanksgiving, allow others to know that power of the love of God, the future that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, and a welcome to all those who hunger for those same things.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.